Decker, a junior, may join his senior teammate Frank Kaminsky in the NBA draft. Certainly that was a question in the Duke locker room, as the three freshman stars are considered pro material. Grayson Allen also was asked if he's a so-called one-and-done freshman. "No, sir," he answered, which suddenly, after last night, is great news for Duke fans. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Indianapolis.
And it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 569, and it is down 3. July, 573.5, down 2.25. Soft May wheat, 528, up a quarter. July, 527.75, unchanged. May corn, 383.5, down 1.5, now down 1.75. Remember, these are live quotes. July, 391.25, down 1.75. September, 399, down 1.5. December, 408, down 1.75. Go out to July of 16 at 429.5, down 2.75. May soybeans, 972.75, down 5.75, now down 6. July, 977.5, down 6. September, 969, down 4.75. November, 963.75, down 4.5. May soybean meal, 319.80, down 3.20. May soybean oil, 31.16, down 10. April live cattle, they're in delivery, 161.85, down 60. April feeders, 217.30, down 250. April lean hogs are 62.55, and they're down 70 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in a gray and gloomy Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
It just is gray here, so I'm not going to pick on you too much.
Well, that's okay. We can handle it. Drove to Champaign yesterday afternoon, saw one farmer applying anhydrous and three or four fertilizer trucks running. Talked to another friend that drove down from the LaSalle County area, and he saw, I think, a total of five farmers in the field either spreading fertilizer or running a field cultivator. But none of that's happening today because it's raining clear across the area, Dave.
And everywhere you look on the screen, you see red. So much for the turnaround Tuesday.
Well, everything's red except the dollar. And I think the dollar, by rallying here, it's up about 794 ticks this morning, you know, bringing us back about 0.8%. And that is basically what sort of turned part of the markets red here, because they were green earlier last night.
And except for the WASD on Thursday, we're pretty much in a weather market between now and the end of May, and we'll be scrutinizing every single report we get out of NASS, both on the national and state level. What do you make of what we saw yesterday?
Well, I think that we did see quite a bit of progress. So, you know, Texas got to 37% complete on the corn. That was up 17% from last week. 50% is what the average is for there. Louisiana planted 50% corn in a week. They're up 67% complete. And, basically the rest of the South jumped on in with some good progress like that. So that's telling us we are getting planted a little late, but it is getting in the ground, and it goes in awful darn fast, Dave. We're looking that we probably won't get much till after the 15th in the ground up here, but we're going to have some decent soil moisture at that point in time. And, we're looking for the WASD report on Thursday to show us that some pretty good production worldwide as far as stocks from last year, and looking at what we're going to have as stocks, maybe increasing the corn a little bit and decreasing the bean carryout a little bit.
So, with all of that in mind, what are you recommending to your people that you work with regarding marketing possibilities?
Well, we've we feel we're at a comfortable level here now. We're probably looking at, to be very honest, anything over 420 to 430 range that we want to be adding to some maybe new crop corn as we see, get in the ground here that way and have chances at that way. Beans, unfortunately, we'd like to get a little closer to $10 before we pull the trigger on many more, but we're maybe going to be looking a little more seriously at it in the 975 bracket for new crop stuff, Dave. You know, we're pretty well covered on old crop corn and beans, so we've got down to gambling stocks on those, so we're sitting tight and watching the weather there.
Essentially, what we've seen is a rubber ball bouncing up and down, technically speaking, in this marketplace. It has been a sideways market for months, yes?
Yeah, I mean, basically, you got a Super Bowl, and it'll bounce up, hit the ceiling, it'll bounce down, hit the floor, and bounce in between that way. So, you know, we have pretty much found an equilibrium as how things look that way. One of the big things, of course, is the dollar. The other thing is we're looking at when is Iran, are these sanctions going to be lifted, and how soon are they going to be back in the market as far as hitting the crude oil? You know, we got a little jump up in the crude oil yesterday and a little bit back today. We're back at 52.93. The crude oil is finding a little strength here. So all along the way here, it does look sideways until we see a few more government numbers and we actually see what this weather is going to do to us. You know, a lot of new weather specials being kicked out about the El Nino and whether it's going to be a strong one or a weak one and what it's going to do more to Southeast Asia for the next year in India. So, you know, we'll be watching that weather very closely.
So I guess the question then becomes, if we get timely planting corn and beans, how much at risk is the downside of the market?
Well, I think we are at risk for some downside of this market if we get come along and get timely planting and good weather to go along with it. The question being is, will we see good weather to go along with it, and how many acres will we actually plant this year? You know, where is the government? Are they correct? Are they under or overestimating the amount of corn and bean acres we're going to plant? But it looks like the world is going to have, in comparison to the last few years, we're going to have a lot of oil seeds planted.
A lot of oil seeds planted, and that would be suggestive to me that at some point we're going to try 933 November again. I mean, we tried it five or six sessions ago on that big down and up volatile day. I don't see why any reason why we wouldn't try it again if the weather cooperates.
I can't argue a bit with what you're saying there, Dave. The weather cooperates, and we get a good looking crop here. It's going to be hard to say that we would not try that number.
What else are you thinking about these days?
Well, I think, you know, as we look at this, of course, the government with their announcements on whether they're going to increase interest rates and when that's going to happen is going to be very influential as far as what the dollar does, and what the dollar does is going to be very influential on how we relate to world exports and what's going on, Dave. So, you know, keeping an eye on whatever the Fed is saying as far as if that is going to happen this year. You know, the lack of the employment or the jobs creation last month and the way things are going sort of put a little bit of a stall on that, but they are talking that maybe with this JOLTS report or whatever that talks about whether people are willing to change jobs, maybe looks like the job market might be tightening up a little bit, and that could bring about the rate increase sooner than later.
I know when you look at exports, China is so hungry for soybeans and will need them again as soon as the South American program ramps up and ramps out. So the question to me becomes, at what dollar level do you think that the market becomes so sensitive to beans that China won't buy?
You know, I'm not sure that's even in the cards as of right now. They have booked enough and ahead as we're looking here. I think they're, even for the next few months, they're between 80 and 90% booked for what their ports will take to come in and what they're scheduled to do. We looked at what they imported in March, and it was a great gains over January and February on a per-month shipment. So they seem to have an insatiable demand for that, and a lot of people, and they've got to be eating meat, and they need the soybean meal to get that livestock going.
All right, Wayne. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in Newmarket, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, May corn, 382 and three quarters, now 83, down 2. July, 390 and three quarters, down 2 and a quarter. December, 407 and three quarters, down 2. May beans, 973, down 5 and a half. July, 977 and three quarters, down 5 and three quarters. November is 964, down 4 and a quarter. May soybean meal, 319.60, down 340. May soybean oil, 31.19, down 7 cents. April live cattle, 161.70, down 75. April feeders, 217.12 and a half, now down 267 and one half. And April lean hogs, 62.37 and a half, down 87 and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.